Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. The ceremony is ready to begin. We ask at this time that you please silence all electronic devices. Good morning and welcome to the Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall and Arlington County Ceremony celebrating the United States Army's 237th birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I ask that you please stand for the presentation of the colors and remain standing for the singing of the national anthem. The national anthem will be sung by Master Sergeant Antonio Giuliano, vocalist with the United States Army Band. Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. Thank you, Master Sergeant Giuliano. Now it is my sincere honor to introduce a key leader from Arlington County and a good friend of Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall representing the Arlington County Board. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Vice Chairman Jay Fizette.
Well, welcome everyone. My colleague Libby Garvey is here with me today. On behalf of the Arlington County Board, we are here to join with our partners and friends to wish the United States Army a very happy 237th birthday. Thank you for providing us with the opportunity to join you as you celebrate this milestone. Colonel Kaufman, thanks for choosing us in our boardroom to host this event. Geographically speaking, as everyone in this room knows, Arlington is a very small place, 26 square miles. Yet we believe that our impact and our presence is actually much larger than that, as evidenced by our significant military presence, including the Pentagon, Joint Base, and Arlington Hall. We're proud of our long working relationship over many years, working together with the military and your families, not as neighbors, but really as one community. We do a lot of planning here, transportation planning, energy planning. Our police and fire have wonderful relationships. Our emergency preparedness, in all these areas, we come together as one community. Today, the United States Army is comprised of more than 1 million soldiers and over 2 million civilian families. You work for us, and we work for you. We in Arlington are grateful to be your home and to have the opportunity to work with you and serve you as you so nobly serve us. And finally, on a more personal note, I was in Texas at my parents' home this past weekend, and happened to share with my 86-year-old father, who is a World War II veteran from the Army, that I had just finished a personal trip to Europe where I bicycled from Vienna to Budapest. And we were talking about Budapest. This was a few weeks ago. Little did I know that my father spent 6 months in Budapest during World War II. He was sent there after being in Italy to Budapest to sort of assure the U.S. presence as Eastern Europe was being discussed and divided up in those tensions with the Russians at the time. So he told me many stories about the one-on-one experiences with the Russian soldiers. But it did bring back home and reminded me of the reach, the importance of the military. Even right there in my own family, had not known my dad had spent that time in Budapest. So on behalf of my father, on behalf of the Arlington community, on behalf of the Arlington board, thank you for your service, your commitment, your dedication, and your sacrifice. Happy birthday.
Now I take great pleasure in introducing one of your hosts for today's ceremony, your Arlington County Manager, Barbara Dinellen.
Good morning. What a great day. We're here today to wish a happy birthday to the United States Army and to share in this celebration with our friends at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall. For 237 years, the United States Army has protected, defended our nation against all threats. Locally, this installation, known as Fort Whipple, Fort Meyer, and now Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall, has called Arlington its home since the days of the Civil War. As Americans, we are thankful for your service, your dedication, and your sacrifice to our nation, and as Arlingtonians, we are very pleased and honored to have you in our community. On the occasion of the Army's birthday, it is again appropriate for us to renew our commitment to support you and you, as you support and defend this nation. We enjoy a tremendous partnership over the years, and I believe that our relationship has never been stronger than it is today. Whether through our formal partnerships and collaboration on issues such as public safety, emergency preparedness and response, environmental initiatives, transportation management and construction, and many others, or by simply gathering together to celebrate and commemorate important events such as this, we have and will continue to support each other. While our interactions and collaboration occur at all levels within our organization, I would be remiss if I did not single out Colonel Carl Kaufman, the very first Joint Base Commander. We've worked closely together since your appointment in 2009. And as many of you know, Colonel Kaufman will be moving on to his next assignment in Afghanistan. We wish you a safe and productive trip. We wish you well, and we know that you will continue to serve with great distinction and honor. Thank you for all you have done for our community, and I look forward to continuing our friendship. Thank you all, and happy birthday.
It is now my pleasure to introduce your second host for today's ceremony, Joint Base Commander, Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall, Colonel Carl R. Kaufman.
Thank you all, Jay and Libby and Barbara, for hosting us today. I'd like to thank you all for coming out and helping us celebrate our 237th birthday. To Deputy Chiefs that they're here, Daniel Murray, Michael Dunn, Murray Farr from the Arlington County Police Department, all the directors and staff from Arlington County Government Offices, Rich Dowd, and our friends from the Arlington Chamber, our many friends, neighbors, and leaders throughout the community, like those representing our Radnor-Fort Myer Heights Civic Association today. Thank you for being here as well. Another special guest I'd like to welcome is our current CAS, our civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army in Northern Virginia. We've known each other. Well, actually, I knew him. He really knew me. I was a lieutenant. He was a little more important than a lieutenant. But, sorry, you haven't changed a bit. You look exactly like you did about 15 years ago. Lieutenant General retired Joseph D. Francisco. Thank you, sir. We're honored that you're here and representing the Secretary of the Army today. Thank you very much. Every year, June 14th, we set aside time to celebrate the Army's heritage and its proud traditions. Remember the generations of the soldiers that have followed in the footsteps of those colonists who left their homes to embrace our nation's call to duty. On the 14th of June in 1775, the nation's leaders established the Continental Army. This act brought the militias of the 13 colonies together in their revolt against the oppressive rule of the British, beginning our Army's rich heritage of meeting the needs of our nation to defend our citizens. The hodgepodge of farmers, shopkeepers, tradesmen, scholars of America's Continental Army faced a very well-trained, well-equipped British Army. The odds were not in our favor. Our soldiers made up for what they lacked with enthusiasm, patriotism, fervent dedication to the ideals of freedom. Today we have the best equipped, best trained, best led Army in our history. It is because of the 1.1 million professional soldiers who serve the Army and the Army Reserves, National Guard, and nearly 150 countries around the world. They're still carrying the same patriotism and devotion of the soldiers of the Continental Army. America's soldiers are true professionals. They work, study, and train to ensure the Army will not fail to meet the call of the nation. Whether it's to help recovery efforts in the wake of a natural disaster, defeat enemy forces abroad, defend the shores of our homeland, it is their competence, morale, character, and resolute commitment that truly define them as professionals. Once a young man or woman joins the Army and takes an oath to support and defend the Constitution, they enter into a sacred trust with their nation. And whether they serve one enlistment or retire from the Army, we are committed to honoring all those who served. Once a soldier, always a soldier. But our Army is made up of more than men and women in uniform. Our Army, in many cases, is supported by civilians, equipped by civilians, transported by civilians, led by civilians. 278,000 Army civilians are also committed to serving the nation. They take the same oath as our Army officers and members of Congress to support and defend our Constitution. They serve in more than 500 occupational specialties spanning 31 career programs, providing the skill sets, expertise, and competence required to support and sustain the uniform side of the Army. While our soldiers and civilians truly make our Army strong, we couldn't do it without the support of our families. Since 9/11, we've been an Army at war, the longest in our country's history. But our wives, husbands, mothers, fathers, and children, our 1.4 million Army family members, have shouldered the burden as well as we have. Army families serve side by side with our soldiers during their hardships, providing the unconditional love and support that strengthen the spirit of our Army. Our Army spouses have to act as both mother and father during deployments. Every day they deal with the same uncertainty our soldiers face, but Army families soldier on. They are resilient, they give back to their communities, and they give back to the Army. We owe a great deal to them. And lastly, but certainly not least, the strength of our soldiers, civilians, and families is supported by the strength of our community. The strength of the community comes from you. Government, business, service, and civic leaders, employers, educators, and civilians of Arlington County. We appreciate you very much, sincerely appreciate you. We have a long-standing history. Since 1861, when 40,000 soldiers garrisoned the defense of Washington at the peak of the Civil War on what is known as the Arlington Line. Since then, we have shared positive partnership, one that continues to grow. Together, we're committed to building a stronger community, one that supports the strength, resilience, and readiness of our soldiers and their families. So today on the Army birthday, I'd like to thank every soldier, civilian, family member, and veteran, everyone who has served in our ranks for their dedication and duty to selfless service. And I'd like to thank all of you, our great community partners, our partners of Arlington County, our partners in our neighborhood civic associations, for your continued support that also serve to strengthen our Army. So when I say that our Army is the strength of our nation, is much more than just words. It's a building block that takes hundreds of thousands of people. The strength of the nation is our Army. The strength of our Army is our soldiers. The strength of our soldiers is our families, our neighbors, and our communities. And all combined, that's what makes this Army strong. So as Sergeant Major Jessup says, I say, Hua, Roger.
We are now going to transition to the fun part of the ceremony, the cake cutting. At this time, we'd like to ask the following individuals to join Colonel Kaufman and Barbara Dinellen: Jay Fazette, Arlington County Board Member Libby Garvey, Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall Command Sergeant Major Najati Akpinar, Headquarters Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Eric Fleming, Headquarters Battalion Command Sergeant Major Richard Jessup. Part of a time-honored Army tradition is to have the battalion's youngest soldier participate in the ceremonial cake cutting on the Army birthday. To that end, I am honored to introduce to you Private Jordan Taylor, Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall, Headquarters Battalion's youngest soldier. Private Taylor will lead Colonel Kaufman and Barbara Dinellen in cutting the Army birthday cake today. Please help me welcome Private Jordan Taylor. Thank you, Private Taylor, and everyone for a tremendous job in cutting that beautiful cake. We ask that you please rise as Master Sergeant Giuliano leads us in singing Happy Birthday to the Army, followed by the Army song whose lyrics are on the back of your program. Thank you, Master Sergeant Giuliano, and all of you for that great rendition of both songs. Now, in another time-honored tradition, Colonel Kaufman will now present his commander's coin to Barbara Dinellen, Jay Fazette, and Libby Garvey. Thank you, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us to make this a very special community celebration today. Apparently, we failed to play a video after the Colonel's remarks. If you have a moment, it's a 30-second Army Strong Hua video. You know, it's Murphy's Law every time we try and do something like this. It's okay. There we go. There we go. Okay, back on track. Thank you so much for joining us today and making this a very special community celebration. Special thanks to Staff Sergeant Michael Welford, who greeted you as you came in today. Thank you. And a very special thank you to the members of our Color Guard, soldiers also from our Joint Base Meyer, Henderson Hall, Headquarters Battalion. Let's give them an Army Strong round of applause. And now, please stand for the dismissal of the colors. This concludes our Army birthday cake cutting ceremony. You are now cordially invited to join us in the foyer for some delicious Army birthday cake. Thank you for your attendance this morning, and have an Army strong day.
Great, Jeffrey, thank you.
Thank you, appreciate that. I like the birthday song.